Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, business strategies and insights you need to hear every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of Webinar Ninja, an independent software company I started with my partner back in 2014. And in today's lesson, you will learn three automated ways to get customer feedback. We all know that we need customer feedback to improve our business, to improve the experience for our customer, and ultimately improve the product or offer we're making to our customers. But many of us get lazy when it comes to asking for feedback. We know we need to do it, but we just never carve out the time to make it happen. We often think I'll need to email people or get on calls, and just thinking about it makes us tired. So I totally get that, and that's why I wanted to teach today's lesson. We're going to set up three automated ways for you to collect customer feedback. Once you set these up, you don't need to worry about it. The feedback will just keep rolling in. I've set up all three of these automations, and it's helped me tremendously build the right product for my business and to serve my customers and build things they're willing to pay more for. We got a lot to cover, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. The raw truth of entrepreneurship is we don't really know what customers want. We know what we want personally, but we can't guarantee there's enough people like us with the same needs and wants that are willing to pay for our product consistently to make it a viable business. You can't trust just your own intuition. You need to validate. You need to find out what the market actually wants. And the best time to do this is when you're running your business, when you actually have customers and interested customers going through your system, going through your email marketing, going through your product and experience. And you can learn a ton and get some free R&D. But like we mentioned, getting customer feedback could be a pain if we're doing it manually, so we're going to automate it all. So I'm going to give you my three top ways to automate customer feedback. Number one, cancellation process. Anytime somebody cancels your subscription, your product, asks for a refund, is looking to exchange if you're in e-commerce, this is an optimal time to get feedback. Make it a part of the cancellation process. Now, we run a software company, Webinar Ninja, and we actually built these pages custom made. So they actually have to answer a few questions as they cancel so we can gather feedback on how to improve. We made it pretty simple, so it's not a pain to cancel. But basically, they give us a reason why they cancel. They choose from a few categories like not using it, missing feature, price, whatever it is. We have five different categories. They choose the category, they give a quick comment, and then the cancellation goes through. It goes through that process. It doesn't matter how you do this. We did a custom built kind of thing, and that's because we're a software company, but you don't have to do it like that. As long as you're collecting information during that process, it could be as simple as on your website says, hey, you want a return or you want to cancel. They click a button, it opens a Google form, they fill the form, and when they submit the form, it says, hey, your request to cancel or to refund has been lodged. You'll be contacted shortly and you'll get an email once that form is completed. As you can see, this is absolutely easy to set up. You know, you just create a Google form. It's absolutely free if you have a Gmail account. You make a little link on your website or a button that links to the form. That's simple. You're going to get email notification and you'll have the data and then you can just go back and forth on email or go ahead and cancel them on your end. But the point here is that you want to catch them in this moment, because that feedback is gold, okay? Yes, it's sad that they want to cancel or they want a refund, but use this as an opportunity for you to improve, to learn why they're canceling, because in that moment, it's fresh in their head. They know exactly what's going on. They have very, very fresh feelings. So it's good for you to capture those feelings, those ideas immediately. We actually analyze all our cancellation process feedback every single month, and it informs how we move forward with our product and services. It allows us also to see, are the reasons why people are canceling going up or down in certain categories? So for example, if missing features is one of your categories and you start seeing it's trending down, less and less people are canceling for that reason, you know that you're doing a good job with solving for that problem. Now, obviously, the goal here is to have less cancellations in total, but you're going to learn a ton from your customers in the cancellation process. So that's a very easy way to automate that type of feedback. Number two, we're going to go the opposite way. We're going to get feedback, and we're going to automate this process from people that never bought from you. Okay, they maybe attended a webinar, maybe they have gotten your emails, they've been on your email list, but they haven't been a customer, right? Say, for example, you set up an automation that after 3 months of somebody being on your email list and they haven't become a customer, they haven't bought something from you, you need feedback, okay? So you can literally build this in your CRM. You know, if you're using MailChimp or AWeber or ConvertKit or whatever it is, you could basically say, hey, send this email to anybody who's been on my email list, has been a subscriber for over 3 months and has not become a customer. It doesn't have the tag customer. And you can integrate your payment processor with your CRM so you can tag them when they do become a customer. So then you can just say, hey, if they don't have this tag, then send this email automatically. And you can draft this email once you do it and you set it up. That's it. You're done and dusted. And basically what this email is going to say is, hey, I've noticed you've been a part of our email list, or you've attended our webinars, or you've been part of our community for some time, but you have yet to buy from us. You haven't become a customer. We want to know why. And I like to keep it light and just to keep it personal and say, hey, we will not take offense, no hard feelings. We just want to learn how we can improve. And your feedback as somebody who has not bought yet is super valuable to us. And just the honest truth, we would love to learn more about why you have not become a customer, why we haven't earned your business. Take this 3-question survey. We would really appreciate it. And basically, click a link, a button, whatever you want to do in the email, to, you guessed it, a Google form. And I ask 3 very simple questions. Question number 1, what is the main reason, or you can say, what is the number 1 reason you have not bought from us yet? This makes them choose one reason, or the main reason why they haven't bought yet. And it's open-ended. Number 2, if that reason was solved, if we're able to serve you in that way, would you buy? Now, I want to know this genuinely, because if they have a reason why they're not buying and we solve for that reason, I want to email them again. I want to follow up and say, hey, by the way, you said you wanted this so you can buy. We actually now provide that. I want to make it a no-brainer for them to buy when I solve that problem. And the last question is, have you enjoyed receiving our emails? Do you find it useful? And do you have any other feedback you'd like to share with us? Now, I like to bundle this one question with, hey, do you like the emails you're getting? And do you have any feedback? Because it gives them something to think about, not just, hey, any feedback and they don't know what to say. They just write NA. So they might be saying, hey, I love your emails. They're fun. They're informative. Great. Or they say, hey, your emails are too long. I wish they were a little shorter. It gives them something to give you feedback. So you prompt them a little bit and say, hey, do you enjoy the correspondence that you're getting from us? Do you like our marketing or branding? Do you like our webinars? Things like that. I want to know this because I want to know if I should keep doing what I'm doing to help nurture them and get them to turn to a customer someday. Want them to convert, right? And instead of just keep on doing the same thing, I want to hear from them, hey, they'd love shorter emails or more frequent emails or less frequent emails. This feedback is gold to me to turn those dormant list subscribers to customers. Again, totally automated. They haven't been a customer. I want to learn why they're not a customer. They fill out a form. Number 3, this one is absolute gold, okay? And it's a little bit of a pro move. It's a little bit more of a sophisticated way to get information, but it's super powerful. And that's to ask for online reviews. The first step is you want to choose where you want the reviews, okay? Don't just say, give me a review anywhere. Choose the platform. Do you want a review on Google Reviews? Is it Capterra because you're a software company, or G2? Is there a special review site for your niche or your marketplace? Is it an iTunes review or an App Store review? The point here is you need to really work on one platform first, dominate that. Make sure you are killer in Google Reviews. And then you move on to another platform. So after you've gotten, let's say, 300 Google Reviews, you can then move on to a different platform. And guess what? It's not like Google Reviews are just shut down. You'll get organic reviews because you're so popular. But you're putting some momentum behind it in the beginning by just focusing on one platform. So start with one platform. So for example, we started with Capterra, which is a site that reviews other pieces of software, and we wanted to get reviews. So what we've done is that we created an automation to send an email to invite our best users, the ones that are happy, the ones that absolutely love your product, to review you on the site. So how do we know they love the product? Well, we actually have a separate automation that sends out a survey, an NPS survey. And if you don't know what NPS is, it stands for Net Promoter Score. And basically, it's a score that a customer would give you in terms of if they would recommend your product to somebody else. It's a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being they really would recommend you. They say 10 and 9 are promoters, 8, 7, 6 are passive, and 5 and below are detractors. So we have it set up in our CRM. We use ConvertKit. We also use Intercom for our members. So we have an integration with Intercom with our survey tool. And basically, we just say, hey, tag this person as a promoter if they give us a promoter score. And as soon as they do that, we automatically send them an email after a couple of days inviting them to review us on Capterra. Now, why do we do this? Why do we go through those steps? Well, because I want to make sure that our ideal customers, people that absolutely are a perfect fit for our product, are reviewing us. Not people that are like, oh, I signed up, I thought I wanted to do XYZ, but I changed my mind, or our business goals changed, or so we left, or this doesn't exactly fit my needs. I want people that are perfect for our product because they're the ones that are going to give us the reviews that make sense to somebody else that is perfect for our product. I want to attract people like them. So when people like them read the review, they're going to be like, oh, this is exactly what I'm looking for. This is exactly the experience I want to have. I want to sign up. Now, through these reviews, you're going to get incredible feedback, mostly about what you're doing right. This is super important. Most people don't know that this is actually just as important as what you're doing wrong. You know, we talked about collecting feedback about why they're not buying and why they're canceling and all that kind of stuff. But you need to know what you're doing right as well so you can double and triple down on that. So you can continue to do that. So you can promote that. You can market that. If your customers love something about your company, you need to flex that muscle. You need to make sure that you continue to do that and make it your hallmark. Make it your kind of calling card, your signature move. And you won't know that unless you hear from your customers and get some positive reviews. To wrap up today's lesson, set up these automations. Set it and forget it and get all the feedback you need. Set up that cancellation process feedback. Reach out to people that don't buy, that have been on your email list for a few months, and get those reviews. Build those reviews on those sites. It's going to help your SEO. It's going to help you bring in new customers, but you're going to learn what you're doing right. So you can double and triple down on that. One of the human needs that we all have is feeling like we're being heard. So when your customers feel like you're actually listening to them, that you're actually interested in what they have to say, you want their feedback, this often becomes a huge selling point. It becomes a reason why they buy, especially if you make the process honest, genuine, and simple. If you notice in the process, and the automations I mentioned today, we want to keep it short and simple. We want to make it pain-free for them and we make it easy for them. And at the same time, I have a little bit of a preamble, a description of why I want their feedback. I'm just honest and open and transparent about why their opinion matters to us. Thanks so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. If you love what you hear, hit subscribe right now so you never miss a beat. By hitting subscribe, you get automatic free access to over 1,700 episodes in our archives. It's absolutely free to subscribe, so hit subscribe on whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Here's a little tip. As your business starts to grow, the more feedback you're going to get, the more customers go through your door, the more leads you get that don't buy, all that kind of stuff. It can get overwhelming getting all that feedback. So while you're still getting started, document the process of this whole feedback curation, all the different automations we mentioned, create a standard operating procedure, a document like a Google Doc. Create a procedure of how to export this information and analyze it. Why? Because as you grow, you're going to start saying, hey, I need somebody to do this for me. So when you hire an EA or you hire somebody on your team to take care of it, you can just give them the document, give them the SOP, and say, hey, this is how you extract the data and analyze it. And all you do is just read the report once a month. Give me the report, and they just send it to you, and you take a few minutes to read the report once a month. It's so much simpler when they have a game plan, when they have an operating procedure. So go ahead and document it while you're doing it for the first time. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode for Your Eyed Friday. I'll see you then. Take care.